We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we are on a ship recording this podcast, which is pretty cool.
Early like the rising sun, that was our love to the punch, and it felt like fire in a shapeless void, binary stars waiting to be destroyed. Are there attraction to each other?
Hello and welcome to the Winter Fanboys Podcast. I'm Ben Poland.
I'm Adam McDowell.
And this is the Winter Fanboys.
Yeah.
A fan podcast about the winter failure.
Oh, yeah.
What did we say about the winter failure? The best original Christmas music that no one's ever heard of?
Yeah, that's it. But what's funny is we're not talking about
this
Christmas.
Isn't Christmas music.
This isn't Christmas music.
They've branched out. They're doing Valentine's Day music. And, I mean, little look ahead spoilers. I think there's a St. Paddy's Day EP. Something like that.
Did one come out?
I don't know. I think so. We'll look into that one later.
We'll look into that one later when we're still on a boat.
Still on a boat.
So don't have...
Now it's nighttime.
Nighttime now, though.
We're drinking some beers. Adam's had a long day of working. I have had a long day of not working. My feet still hurt. But they're
still
a little better now because, like I said... They're elevated.
Just so we know, it is still the same day. We're just later at night. We're about to click over to the next day soon, though.
Yeah, we're close.
Okay.
So today we'll be covering Lazy Love by our good buddy Dave.
Good buddy Dave.
And dang it if Dave doesn't just serve up another fascinating, beautiful song. Like, just, I think we've listened to it like 5 times today.
We actually didn't want to record it right after listening to the first two because we were like, oh, we have more to say about this. We want to give it the time and the space to say.
Yeah, you had about 10 minutes before you had to go work.
And so I didn't want to like rush it. And we're still on a time crunch today, but we're totally going to get in the time to talk because we were able to listen to it. I also think I wanted to listen to it because it just took me a few passes to understand and get
what's going on.
What's happening.
Yeah, really feel your way into it. Do you want to give the high level of the song, or do you want me to?
And why don't you do the high level of the song?
Okay. So this song starts out with this beautiful... there's like two guitars. One's playing kind of like a melody. One's doing a little bit, I think, like light rhythm stuff. And then we've got this awesome bass line that sets the tone. And then we come into like a little more chunky rhythm as Dave gets going. And then the first verse is, it kind of has this like motif of like the start of the day, but it also has this motif of like fire in the void, I think is one thing that he says.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It makes me think of, like, the Big Bang. It makes me think of like creation, you know, like Genesis.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about like the binary star systems, like the attraction. We get some like cosmic metaphors.
He also talked about the explosion, right? Did he say explosion of
the fire in the void, I think is what
fire in the void, but then what did you say about binary stars?
Yeah, like binary stars.
Because that's what he said, and I didn't know what that was.
So binary stars are like two stars that are close enough together to like be affecting each other's gravity. And so they I think they orbit around each other.
That's such a nerd thing to say.
Yeah. So
binary
like,
stars.
So Dave loves his cosmic stuff, right? Dave loves space. I think in another life Dave would have been an astronaut.
Or just lived in space.
Or maybe in this life. I'm still pulling for him. I want to see Davy Boy in space. I want him to tell me what Earth looks like from far away. Or from orbit. Anyway. So we get this kind of like beginning metaphor. And like our love starts like we jump right into it, right? Like our like you know, like the love like is a flash and it just starts.
Maybe that's what does he say flash?
I don't know.
Because that's what something about a flash or an explosion is in the beginning there.
And then we get the chorus for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Our love is getting lazier
day by day.
What's the next line? What's that part of it?
Love is getting lazier day by day.
I'm drawing a blank. I've been singing along with him this whole time.
It's something like, I'm never far away, right? Like, you never have to reach too far. I'm never far away.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Right? Yep.
Our love is getting lazier day by day. You never have to reach too far. I'm never far away. That's our chorus.
That's it.
And then the next verse is kind of like, gives me like a midday feel, right? And we talk about like, he talks about like a rhythm, like a song with an endless rhythm, mm-hmm. right? And that like his affection like will just continue, mm-hmm. right? And then we get the chorus again, and all the while like there's a little mix ups in the instrumentation. He mixes up a little way, like a little bit of the chorus, but it's still the same words.
Yep.
And then the last verse is sweet like the final glass of wine as the sun goes down. We have this like ending yep. end of day, yep. right? End of day metaphor or feeling to that. And then he ends with the chorus one more time.
But he also ends with the moon passing by.
Yes.
So it actually is almost like the day ended, but now also we're in the nighttime and the moon passing by makes it sound like we're still out.
Yeah.
Even late into the
night
or even early in the morning.
And then it doesn't, it ends on the line of like, I'm never far. And it doesn't do the away. It just says, I'm never far.
Yep.
And it kind of leaves it unresolved. So that's kind of our high level picture of the song. What comes to mind for you, Adam, when you were experiencing the song?
So I kind of got the same thing. It took me probably till the third time we listened to it to get the idea of us being, of it being like talking about the morning, afternoon, daytime.
Nighttime.
When he's talking about nighttime, and I was like, I actually got nighttime first because I was like, oh, all everything made sense to me. Mm-hmm. To where everything else in the beginning, I was like, hey, it just sounds like a bunch of cliches, which it kind of does, right? It all, I don't mean cliches in a negative way. I actually mean like, it all is like poetic.
You know how everyone talks about binary stars.
Well, no, what I mean is like, I mean, that is a kind of a nerdy cliche, right? To say that binary stars are close enough together that they, that.
What do you mean by cliche?
I think I mean by cliche is like, I think the reason why I thought of cliche is because one of Ben Rector's new songs.
We love Ben.
Is called Cliche. Mm. And it's about how cliches actually are, the reason they're cliches is because they're real. Like they have some,
there's something to it.
There's something to them.
Interesting. Okay.
And so I think of like, I guess I'm blending a cliche and a metaphor together.
Okay.
I don't know the actual proper definition of a cliche.
That's all right. I just want to know how you were using it.
Maybe I was using it as a metaphor, but he also was using it. I guess I think the reason I think cliche too is because it's everything seemed to be poetic.
Yeah.
So everything seemed to be a metaphor. So everything that he was talking about is.
Yeah,
it's poetic language. It's that something else is meaning of something else. It's not really, he's not really right. like beating on the, I guess, which is different than Bran, right? I think Bran is very, like he told that last
There's a literal song. Story.
There's a literal story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you can have metaphors in a story, but this is like, this is almost like you could write it down and it's a poem. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a story to say. I mean, there is an arc to it.
But there is, and with poetic language, there's sort of a, like we were talking about this earlier today when we were reading a little bit of the Psalms, right? We're talking about like, who is the king, right?
Yeah.
Like who could the king be in the Psalms? And like, it could be David. It could be like Christ. It could be God. It could be like me. It could be our, like the person who's reading it. Mm-hmm. Like you could be the king. The king could be like a part of you,
mm-hmm.
right? There are all these, and each one of those different readings, like if you carry it through the whole thing, kind of has a different texture to it, has a different kind of, it hits differently, it speaks differently.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the different kind of, so with this poetic language that you're kind of pulling out,
mm-hmm.
Like what, where does that go for you? Like what's the, what are the storylines or themes or whatever?
So yeah. I think the night one stuck out to me the most.
Okay.
When he's talking about the night. Last glass of wine at the end of the day as the sun goes down. Something like that with the lyrics. Dave, you can correct me later. Slide into my DMs. Mm. But
that what always sounds sexual to me.
I know, but I'm reclaiming it. It's not sexual.
I mean, you guys are close. So.
So what I mean is that, like, what I'm able to grab from it is that it's, to me, I think that makes the most sense, because I could think of, like, times back in Maryland. New York City's a little harder, because the end of the day is, sometimes it just passes me by. Like, it just happens and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, sun goes down, you're like, I didn't realize.
I didn't even see the sun go sunset. Down.
I haven't seen the sun all day, actually. I've seen light, but I haven't seen the sun.
Yeah, so I think of, like, back home, when we used to have cornfields next to our house. We have houses there now, but there used to be, you know,
where'd the corn go?
Field. Took it away.
Put it somewhere else?
Took it away, I don't know. Picked it up, planted it somewhere else. and so you could see the sunset. You could actually watch the sunset, and you could have a fire going if it's, like, summer, spring, or fall.
That sounds great.
And yeah, it's like kind of, that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of a fond memory. Mm-hmm. And then I think of the moon. I mean, shoot, we're on a ship, right, in the middle of the ocean, and we were looking at the stars mostly, but yeah. I have been out there and looked at the moon.
I haven't seen the moon since I've been out here.
You haven't?
No.
We'll take a look tonight.
All right, I got some ocean moon time.
You got to get some ocean moon time, which is really bright, and you can, there have been times when you're watching the moon come up, it reflects off the water so much. Oh, like, Bree has been like, what is this? And it's just the moon shining very...
Moon.
The moon. So that kind of stuff hits when he says the moon passing by. I don't think of just being on the ship and seeing it, but I also think of, like, being at home, watching it turn into night, and then watching night progress. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of. I mean, thinking of the sunrise stuff, though, too, there have been sunrises I've caught. I've caught sunrises in the middle of the ocean. So it's there. I've seen those as
I've
well.
I've seen sunrises in the middle of the ocean and the moon at night above the sea.
I am a pirate.
Nice. Sorry, I cut you off with my stupid joke.
No, that's basically all I was going to get to, is that his lyrics give me a sense of comfort of being at home.
Hmm. So for me, there's the verses, right? Which is kind of like this. There's, like, the first verse is like a relationship beginning, right? And, like, that kind of the energy of a beginning of a relationship. And then the second one is like the kind of steady, like going steady, right? Like, you know, going steady, like how people talk these days.
I think of Bye Bye Birdie.
I know. I hate that musical, by the way. Like, I hate it. I think it's so dumb. And every high school does it. And I was in it in high school, and I was mad because I only did one musical in high school, and that was it. And that one fucking sucks. Uh-oh. I have explicit tag. Anyway, so... There's that in the middle, and then the ending one is, like, you know, the sun going down, and for some reason I kind of think of, like, things slowing down, right? So, like, you get, like, the energy of the beginning, kind of the consistency of the middle, and then, like, kind of slowing down at the end. But there's that, which is, like, sort of makes me think of, like, life, right? It makes me think of, like, but also relationships. And then there's, like, the chorus, and the chorus is interesting to pair with it, because it's like our love is getting lazier, right? And to me, like, the word lazy is never, like, a good word,
never used in a positive sense,
right?
Yeah,
like, it's not like in that, like, it's not virtuous, right? Like, oh, I really admire that guy's laziness, you know. Maybe at the best it's like, I'm a lazy engineer, so instead of working harder, I work smarter. That kind of, I've heard of, like, that kind of connotation,
yeah,
or that kind of usage. But even then, it's sort of like, yeah, I feel like lazy is always a negative word. So our love is getting lazier day by day. You never have to reach too far. I'm never far away. Is a little sad to me, right? It's a little like...
You think it's sad?
I get that from it. Yeah. I get that. I get kind of that sad. And, you know, like, I'm a single dude, but that...
Well, you get sad. Why does it make you sad?
I guess, like... I don't want my love, even in a non-romantic sense, to get lazier. Maybe I want it to get, like, more secure, right? Like, not anxious, you know, not like sort of needing something, but I don't want my love to be lazy, because I think, you know, I referenced this earlier, you know, I went through this kind of tough breakup.
Yeah.
And I think that part of that experience was like, yeah, my love got kind of lazy at the end there. Not kind of, it did. It got lazy, you know. And that was in part due to kind of my insecurities and my anxiousness and my inability to make a decision. But I don't feel like I particularly loved my ex that well, you know, for the last chunk of our time together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the tendency is toward like the beginning, like physics, right? We talk about the Big Bang, right? This is one of the things that made me think about, right? The Big Bang metaphor at the beginning. And we can think about like what sort of scientists believe about the universe right now, which is like the Big Bang happens and everything explodes and it's like moving at a really fast rate. And then it's kind of slowed down. And there's this idea of like the heat death of the universe. Do you know what that means?
No.
So the heat death of the universe, we were talking about heat earlier today, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking about like heat in the ocean and how the currents form due to like cold water and hot water and that sort of thing. And how there's this idea of equilibrium where like the heat wants to, I'm sorry, this has become a science podcast.
No worries.
But the heat, hot areas tend to try to like go in and equalize with the cold areas. Mm-hmm. So that it all becomes the same temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe is in some way kind of trying to do that as it spreads out, like an explosion, right? Eventually explosions slow down and stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so the heat death of the universe is everything gets so far apart and everything gets so cold that the universe sort of stops, right? And it becomes inert, right? That's kind of the complicated word for it is the kind of an eschatological
mm-hmm.
View, like a scientific eschatological view, which is like eschatological view or eschatology. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, everybody, is like the end thing, right? It's sort of a what you believe the end is, a picture of the end of stuff,
mm-hmm.
of being. And so to me, there's this element in the song of like, we go from the beginning, the Big Bang in the beginning, to like the movement and energy in the middle, to eventually like the end, like the coldness. And our love is getting lazier is like over time from that beginning energy point, like our love is slowing down, right? It's getting lazier and lazier. And eventually if our love gets lazy enough, it stops. And to me, that's sad. Right? There's a sadness to that. I don't want my love to stop. You know, I want it to at least continue, if not gain in momentum in some way. And so anyway, like that's one of the things where I went with the song when I was listening to it. Some of the stuff that was coming to mind.
Can I say what I think?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I originally, when I first heard, my love is getting lazier day by day, I kind of tended to think what you were thinking. It's negative. Mm-hmm. I don't really use the word lazy in a positive sense. But that second part, I think, is what completes it. And that says,
You never have to reach too far.
Never have to reach far. I'm never far away.
Yeah, that doesn't feel as sad to me.
Yeah, so where I think that completes it is there's a point in relationships that I would love to get to, and Bree and I don't know if Bree necessarily wants to get to this point, but I would love to, because I think that this is what I would see as a lazy love. Sitting at a table and not having to say a word, but enjoying the presence of just the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of you never have to reach too far. I'm never far away, meaning that they're near each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see old couples do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Old couples can sit and just be in nothing has to be said. No one has to, they don't have to talk about something deep. They don't have to talk about how their day was. They don't have to share that details. They just sort of know, it's almost, to be honest with you, it's kind of where I think well, this is where I was trying to get at with before, with people, with what we talk about when we were talking earlier today about application and stuff like that with the Bible, mm-hmm. where I was actually thinking, like, can we actually just sit in God's presence?
Mm.
And that is actually what God is wanting us to do, is actually just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to get there.
All right, you're talking about with Martha and Mary and the story of
talking
that,
about like... Martha and Mary, sure, but I'm also just talking about, like, in general.
Sure, yeah.
But I see old couples do this all the time. It, very rarely I see young couples do this,
mm-hmm.
because they need to share something. They need to, they're still learning, mm-hmm. right? So I don't actually see it as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Our love is getting lazier by the day. While lazy is a negative, or I've always heard it in a negative context, I actually think it's, it doesn't need to be as active. There doesn't need to be something activated about it. I can, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the end of the beginning. What's the end, the next phrase?
You never have to reach too far.
You never have to reach too far. I'm never far away. It just completes the whole phrase. I think our love is getting lazier day by day, mm-hmm. is a sentence. And then the next part is comparing that. Like, that's mm-hmm. connected to it. It's added to it. It's not just the lazy love. I don't see it as, I saw it so much as being able to be in the presence of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to say anything.
Do you think there's another word besides lazy that could be used there? Or is it hard? Is it like this concept is difficult to communicate, and so the whole of it is needed, right? Like, you couldn't just say, like, lazy love. You can't just say, like, our love is getting the first half, right? Mm-hmm. You need both parts to kind of really get the full idea that he's getting at. Is there a better word for it, or is that really just...
I would say, now I'm going to get a little technical. I think you could say that, hey, we're both content with each other, but mm-hmm. I don't think content is a good word for poetry. Contentment doesn't, to me, contentment is too technical. It's too, contentment is almost too content. Contentment is too safe.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy. So now if I'm Dave and I'm writing a song,
mm-hmm.
lazy love, okay. Where can I go from there?
Yeah. It's got the alliteration to it. It's shorter. It's shorter, got a lot of, like,
simple,
fun stuff.
It's a little easier. It's not, but also lazy has a negative sense to it. So how can I, could I spin it
mm-hmm.
to make it like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the now, challenge of it. Yeah.
Again, 100% could be dead wrong. That's what Dave did. He maybe just picked it because he likes owls.
This is just what we're doing. Yeah. You know, who knows what Dave wanted?
Yeah. So I think that, to me, that's what I view it as. And that's what it came to, is I listened to it, and that's what brought to my mind was where I want to be in my relationship when I'm older. I want to be able to sit there quietly.
I think that's really beautiful. I think that's really, really beautiful. I think that what can be tough about that is, like, from the outside, it's hard to tell which one it is, right? Is it that, like, this relationship has died? Or is it that this relationship has gone so deep that words aren't necessary most of the time, or all the time, or, you know, whatever, you know, like.
I think that's up to the two individuals.
Oh, right? For sure.
Yeah, 100%. I can't sit at every couple and be like, oh, their relationship's so deep that they don't need to say anything. Or I can't be like, oh, wow, they just have nothing to say to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. And I think the idea of, like, whatever it means that, like, two become one in a marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means. I think that, like, part of what you're talking about there, of, like, being able to sit in each other's presence and just enjoy each other's presence without there being, like, the need for words, that seems to be... part of that idea.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, like, if we are one, then, like, we don't always need to, you know, to communicate verbally. Also, maybe you just develop telepathy. So I don't know. Maybe it's a secret that they don't tell us, that eventually you're married long enough, you just have telepathy.
Maybe. So that's actually what I think the song, to me, that's what I gather from the song. I think it's kind of lovely. I would be curious to hear what Bree's thoughts are, because I think I think Bree would have a tendency to think of what you're...
Yeah, where, like, where I went.
Yeah, because the word lazy, that's not necessarily a word that is used in a positive sense. Mm-hmm. Although I also think we haven't really talked about the musicality of it. And I think the song itself is driving in a more positive light than it is. It's dragging.
It's so like comfortable. Like so...
His little guitar licks that he does, or so that beautiful melody that he's, like, playing is...
The music in it is just, it's great. Mm-hmm.
I could listen to that guitar, that little guitar lick.
Oh, like, oh, I mean, we literally listened to the song 5 times, Adam. We listened to it 3 times in a row, and then we listened to it 2 times in a row later today. And I wasn't tired. Like, I probably could listen to it again. Yeah, for sure. And just to put, not too fine a point on it, but like taking all the stuff we talked about and adding in the different verses, right? Like, the verses don't seem sad either, right? Like, they don't have that, like lazy really is the most negative word in the song. Like, mm-hmm. The verses also kind of get at this idea of like, yeah, I guess contentment, right? To use the word you would use, like, yeah, that kind of like closeness, whatever that is.
Yeah. Maybe close. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, because I don't really necessarily think watching the moon pass by is a positive experience. I just think it's kind of a romantic experience.
It is a romantic experience.
That's what it is. It's romantic. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really view it. I view kind of everything he's talked about romantically. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not a big fan of romance.
No?
No, I struggle with it.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your problems with romance.
this is a therapy session now?
This is a therapy session.
No,
now I'm Dr. Ben. This is my daytime TV show.
Call me Dr. Ben. No, I think my idea with romance is that sometimes I think we can get caught up in romance and we're just stuck in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's romantic to have a song. It's romantic. I think romance and reality are two different things. And I think that we can blend the two together, or we want our reality to be the romance version that we're trying to be. And it just can't be. It won't live up to that. What I mean by that is, I think that this is kind of like what we're talking about, kind of around the Christmas time when we were talking about like Christmas. Christmas can be a romantic time.
For sure.
But I also think that Christmas is very much a sad time. Mm-hmm. And I think the reality lives in somewhere in between there. And I don't think that it's always just romantic. I feel like every time let me say this. Every time I do something romantic for Brie, this isn't every time, I shouldn't say. I'm not going to generalize it. But most of the times I feel like when we do something romantic, somewhere along the line we get into an argument at some point.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's bad, though. Uh-huh. I think that's just the reality of two humans who have two different opinions about things in life. Mm-hmm. I say something that upsets her. She says something that upsets me. Mm-hmm. That's all. I don't think that's bad. I don't ever believe in, well, I guess I do believe in some sense there's a time and a place for everything, but I also believe in a relationship, mm-hmm, to share how you're feeling.
Yeah.
In the moment. And if that means that a spark flies. Hmm. And if that's in a negative sense, it's in a negative sense. But I think that romance and reality can be blended together, and that somewhere in the middle there, it's messy. And that's kind of what it is. But someone could listen to this song and be like, oh, that's so great. Or somebody could be like watching a TV show or a movie and they have this romantic date planned. But then the reality is, here, this perfect sense, the beach. The beach sounds good. And I think it sounds romantic until I get there and I get sand in crevices I don't want sand, burnt on places I don't want to be burnt, and salt water that's drying out my skin. It's not romantic. It actually is like the opposite. I'm like, this sucks. I hate everything about this. I love salt water.
I hate the beach. Adam McDowell.
So I'm being serious. But then I'm like, oh, I'll like nature. I think nature is great. Until a bird poops on me. It's not great. It's not fun anymore. But the reality is...
Is it not funny, though?
It is somewhat funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
It is funny, yeah, depending on what it pooped on. Uh-huh. But like, even if I stepped in dog shit in the nature, right? It's not... It's to me, that's the there's a reality to it.
Sure.
That, like, I can paint this idea in my head of what it would be. Honeymoon on the beach, it sounds great. The second day I'm burnt like a lobster and I'm like, this isn't fun.
But I feel like, okay, I think this is a good one to get into a little bit, is that, like, life is, and I think romance and relationships is both, it's both serious, right? And it's also silly. And I think it's about the interplay between the two of those things, you know? Like the beach, sure, there's uncomfortable parts of the beach, and I'm not a huge beach bum, but man, like, getting to sit out there and, like, look at the ocean and see the clouds and, like, the way the ocean changes color as it comes towards the beach,
mm-hmm.
getting to see those colors in their natural environment,
sure,
not on a screen, not painted, not color, you know, whatever, like, it's right there in front of you. Your eyes are seeing it, you know, that's amazing.
Now you did that and your feet are burnt.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
And you know, like, what? But honestly, worth it. And my feet being burned, as painful as it is, like, it's a funny experience too, right? Like,
it's funny, and also some would say
I walk around
because you should have just put sunscreen on your feet.
Well, I should. No, no. I learned
your feet in the sand.
Wait, listen. I believe in the quote of the wise man is not the man who doesn't make mistakes. The wise man is the man who doesn't make the same mistake twice. So I this has happened to me. I'll put sunscreen on my feet from now on, but. And it hurts, you know, I walk around, but it also, like, I laugh to myself when I'm walking around the ship and I'm just like, ow, 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 ow. Or I put my feet in the hot tub today and goodness gracious, it hurts so bad. It was like white hot pain. But also there was a part of me that was like, isn't it interesting to feel this experience? Like, isn't it interesting to feel this amount of pain? Like, I don't know. It was funny.
Idea, there, right? Is, like, an idea of like, when you're feeling pain, you know that you're alive, right? There's an idea. There's a sense,
sure,
of, like,
that, you know, well, I'm not advocating people should hurt themselves.
No, I know. But, like, even emotional pain, right? Mm-hmm. Even, like, you feeling something means, hey, I'm breathing. This is part of, I guess this is what I'm trying to say, is that romance is great.
Yeah.
But romance is maybe a quarter of it. And a quarter of it is silliness. And a quarter of it is, I don't think romance is the complete picture.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
certainly
saying.
Certainly not. And I would agree with you there. And I guess what I would say is that romance is important. Yeah, I'm not saying it's the most important. I'm not saying it's the least important. I just think it's important.
It's important.
Along with being silly, which is important, and being serious, which is important, and, like, being practical, you know, all these different parts.
Sure.
But I do think, like, romance, and this is something I have some experience in, but not a lot, you know, so far unsuccessful in my romantic endeavors. But there's a kind of play in romance that I think, like, you can try and you can learn and you can, it's like a joke almost, right? You can kind of, like, and I mean that in a technical sense, right? There's, like, a punchline to romance, right? You, like, you do the setup and then you, like, execute. And you can see if it lands, and there's that play to it. But you're right, it's not the whole thing, you know, and it's not necessarily the most important thing. But I guess I, with lazy love, I want lazy love in the context you're talking about in part. I do not want it in whole. Mm-hmm. I don't want the whole of my relationship to be like, we can enjoy just each other's presence, because sometimes I would like to have a crazy deep conversation.
Sure, but I don't think that's...
Be romantic.
But I also don't think that that's what the song's saying.
Joke would be silly.
I think it's saying we get to lazy love. So this idea of going through time is like this idea of, like, it takes us to get there. You don't just start with lazy love.
Right, you don't get...
You can't start one of those... That would be really...
This is like the wine. And I think wine is a great reference at the very end, right? Like, the very end, he's like, sweet like a glass of wine, right? And mm-hmm. like, wine is fermentation.
Yeah,
and fermentation is time. Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
It's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So, this is the Winter Fanboys Podcast. I'm Adam McDowell.
I'm Ben Poland. Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah.
Sweet like the final glass. is getting lazy. Day by day, you never have to reach too far. I'm never far away. Love is getting lazy. Day by day, I never have to reach too far. You're never far away.